Okay, hey everyone. My name is Alicia.
Hey, I'm Arsena.
Hi, I'm Kai, and
I'm just saying.
Oh, I want to tell you guys too that we are drinking potty mouth tea. It's the immunity tea. I felt like the tea for your immune system is very needed right now because of, you know, COVID-19, and we've been meeting, you know, we've been talking, you know, no fear of COVID because we know how strong our immune system mm-hmm. is, and your diet has a lot to do with that. Like what you're putting in your body has a lot to do with your immune system and how fast it heals. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. I know there's no studies that I've seen. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong about plant-based people being affected by COVID. But I know in my spirit that our immune system is stronger. So when I go out in public, I wear a mask. I'm not really wearing it for me. I'm wearing mm-hmm. it for people who don't take care of themselves, mm-hmm. their immune system, who just don't have the information. You know, I'll drink a cup of elderberry, ginger, and dandelion root, which is my immunity tea. If I'm feeling any kind of sickness, something in my throat, any kind of sinuses, I drink maybe 2 or 3 cups of that, and I feel absolutely amazing, and I would give that to anyone, mm-hmm. even a kid, you know, like who's feeling before I reach for the medicine, because the medicine again only helps you maintain it doesn't heal anything. They don't want you to feel 100% because they don't make any money, so they're just going to give you a little bit to give you some kind of relief so that you become addicted to that. You automatically come to that instead of relying on the root. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to tell y'all what we're drinking today.
Right, and we don't want anyone to feel like they're too far gone. Like if you feel like, oh, I'm too overweight or my diet is too bad, the human body is very resilient.
Yes.
As soon as you start treating yourself better, your body will treat you better. As my grandmother used to say, if you take care of the ass will take care of you. The human body is very resilient. I think about the things that I grew up eating, just a young black person in the project. So lunch meat and Kool-Aid and, like I said, fried this and smothered that. Mm-hmm. The fact that I've lived this long, now that I know what I know, it's like a miracle to me. So even when I hear stories about like 15-year-olds just passing out, dying on the basketball court, I'm literally never surprised. Like, the fact that you live this long, to me, is surprising. And it's never too late to turn things around, because the difference between medicine and taking things like herbs mm-hmm. is, as Kai said, the herbs help you heal yourself, which means, as we stated, your gut speaks directly to your brain. Mm-hmm. The herbs give your cells the information that they need to build their cells correctly. And that's what Kai meant when she said it's in our DNA. The food mm-hmm. that we eat rebuilds our DNA. Yep. So while medicine masks the symptoms and make you feel better immediately, I would challenge people to try to do, even if you want to do something like vegan or mm-hmm. just do something for like 6 months and take herbs and see the differences that you see in your body. I can guarantee you, you're definitely going to lose weight. I lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks and was not trying to. Like, I'm sick about it.
When you haven't gained it back, right?
Have not, and I have been trying. I eat pasta like 5 or 6 times a week.
We be eating,
chickpea
pasta.
Baby, I eat several avocados a day because they're very fatty. I eat walnuts. Literally have not gained 1 pound back, and I'm praying for 10 pounds and cannot get them.
She's trying to get that booty back.
You know us black gals, we want to have body, and I'm sitting in between these two. I'm like, where am I?
It's there.
That's not driven. As big as you want it, but it's there.
She got a nice, cute petite body. You can't see it right now. She has a nice, cute body. So basically, like, to cut the soul ties, basically, just from our conversation, to sum it up, start off with a fast. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an adjustment. Kai and I mm-hmm. have also done a fast. We haven't mm-hmm. not done 10 days before.
I aspire to do 10.
I'm trying to be like this lady right so here. But just, you know, do that and then follow the plant-based diet. You know, get rid of the GMO. Get rid of all these things. Please. If you want to. Like, mm-hmm. you have to want to do it just to see. Like, you have any type of ailments. Yep. Mm-hmm. See if you can heal yourself. Mm-hmm. Just try it. I promise you, it's so much cheaper than going to the doctor, buying medicine, and, you know, all that stuff. It's really just a setup.
And let me give a few tips for people who want to try, who may need a little bit more information. I would suggest if you're going to do a fast, even if it's just a few days, if you can, take off work. You don't want to have this internal cleanse you're trying to do or this internal battle with your mind, because it's a constant battle to convince yourself that you're not hungry.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with the customers or the public or your mouthy boss or something like that. So take off work if you can. Listen to your body. Mm-hmm. When I did that 10-day fast, I slept a lot. Yeah. Like a lot of days I was in bed by like 6 o'clock for the night. Because your cells and your body rebuild itself while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. So if your digestive system is completely cleaned out and your body doesn't have to do that work, it now can use that energy to do something else, which is exactly what it's going to do. So listen to your body. As I stated, it's very important that you get that gallon of water in a day. You're going to have to keep yourself hydrated. Yeah. And that subsides the hunger pains. And as I stated, the hunger pains reach a plateau, you guys. You'll be okay. If you can be hungry for an hour, you honestly can be hungry over the course of a few days. You don't have to do 10 days. You know, 3, 5.
Put your mind on something else. That's what I did. I did 5 days straight, and I just put my mind on something else.
Absolutely.
And also, I would recommend start with intermittent fasting.
And can you explain what that is?
Yeah, it helps you to build your discipline. And intermittent fasting, it comes in different types, but I recommend at least the 16-8. Mm-hmm. And basically, all you're doing is skipping breakfast when you do the 16-8 split. So say if you go to sleep 9 o'clock, you're done eating, and you wake up, you skip breakfast, you eat again around 11 or 12 for your lunch. And what that does is give your body enough time to process the food. And then once it processes the food, then it can start to heal itself before you start back eating. Because if you're constantly eating all day, your body is not healing itself. Your cells are not starting to regenerate. They're not starting to heal themselves. So you have to give yourself a break. You don't need to eat. Breakfast is not the most important meal. That was coined by cereal companies and things like that so that you would buy their products. And also, let me say, if anything is packaged in a box, especially in the front of the grocery store, you should not be eating it.
Right. Probably not the healthiest choice.
Exactly. Yeah. And that goes for the vegan meats and things like that. It's full of chemicals, y'all. And it's okay to substitute with it, you know, maybe once a week or
not
something.
Not a lot.
Yeah, I've actually never had it because it's processed.
I fell into like the Impossible Burger. Uh-huh. So I was going to like Burger King. And I did it a couple of times, but this vegan, I'll be fine. Let me take one of the buns off. I'll just eat the top bun.
Fold it over like a hot dog.
Exactly.
I would tell myself, if I'm going to eat the processed BS, I might as well just eat a rare hamburger.
I don't agree with that.
And you know what? I agree with that now. Because there are so many chemicals in the faux meat that you're really not vegan. And you're still killing yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, fresh food, of course, is the best option.
Yeah,
you feel so much better after eating it. And even with the Dr. Sebi, that's why I lean so heavily on him, because of all the eating lifestyles that I have personally looked up. I haven't read them all, of course, but of the ones that I've looked up, his is the only one that makes complete sense to me. Like, things that I have always thought. I've heard lectures where he said the same thing out of his mouth. Because in my opinion, these are things, if you just sit back and give it a look thought, as opposed to just going with what we're trained to believe, it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So with Dr. Sebi, I'm gonna tell you like this. We welcome everyone to our platform because no one's perfect. We're all trying. We're all taking a day at a time.
Of course.
I equate Dr. Sebi to how Christians look at Jesus. Jesus was perfect.
Ooh, he didn't commit a sin.
I feel the same way about Dr. Sebi. When
Sebi
it came to this,
no wrong.
When it came, well, not just that he can't do any wrong. I think he's the only person who can avidly follow this alkaline diet like herbs every day. Like, just on a random day, he would be like, I ain't ate in 90 days.
What?
Like, on a Tuesday, he just decided not to eat for 90 days.
90 days.
So it's like, to me, Dr. Sebi is the only person who lived this perfect life, and he ate his herbs, and he did what he's supposed to do, and he didn't eat this and that.
Right.
The rest of us all fall short of the glory. You know, we fall down, but we get up. Yeah. So that's why I say I'm alkaline based.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
So hey, if you see me out in New Orleans, and I'm drinking some coffee and eating a cinnamon roll from my favorite bakery.
Don't say
do
nothing.
Not run up on me, Tamasana. I thought you was blah, blah, blah.
Did Dr. Sabi say
that? That moodiness might kick in and I might click out on you. So let's not even play ourselves like that.
Just say, refer to the first episode of
I'm Baby, 80-20. 80-20 on a regular everyday basis. I do my alkaline thing. But if I'm going out of town, traveling, or I'm at a special event, I might make an exception and nibble on something. But like I said,
it's okay.
And the thing is, it's hard to revert back. So I know I'm not going to do too much because I cannot imagine trying to eat like some cheese dip or some pizza. Yeah. I think I would literally die. I think it would tear my stomach up to the point that I wouldn't want to do that anymore, which makes me think about what you were talking about. The alcohol. Remember the time you told me that it didn't have any more effect on you or something like that?
Yeah, that's what happened.
I was at the bar drinking one time and I had Sinner. Literally...
Okay, I don't really drink alcohol much anymore. But,
we all fall short of the glory. About
I know.
To y'all.
I know. And I was drinking... Y'all, I had like 10 shots and I just couldn't, I wasn't drunk. Like I just started to feel bad, but I wasn't drunk. And it was to a point where I was like, okay, just let me stop and go home. Because as you start to,
you got kind of depressed, like I ain't even
for real,
drunk.
Let me stop.
So one is like, okay, I'm killing myself and I'm not even getting the
not even enjoying, this death.
Like I'm putting this toxic shit. And that's the one thing, like once your mind expands to a certain thing, you really can't go. But even if you want to sneak and eat something, you feel so bad.
Yeah,
it's like you can't continue to betray yourself.
Exactly.
You're watching you.
Baby, once you're in life.
And that all started from, like, it's crazy that all starts from clearing out what's already in there. Because it's almost like the stuff that's in there just wants you to put more of it in there. I think that is so profound.
That makes me think about even now during quarantine where, I'll scroll Facebook and I'll see people saying, my kids eat so much. They eat like grown people. They never get full. And it's because they're eating, as Dr. Sevin said, it's because they're eating stimulants. They're not eating real food. So
that's
they're not going to get full. And when you even think about how people talk about, oh, my kids think they smell like a grown man. It, like I said earlier, how those dairy products, they change your pH. They make you smell differently. But you're not eating real food. So you're just packing yourself with stuff. Mm-hmm. So like I said, you're bloated. Your midsection is getting bigger. Because let me tell you, that midsection is going to tell the truth about your life and how you're living.
It is.
Like with me, I've been an avid... I've worked out avidly for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So I've always had, and a lot of it is genetic as well, but I've always had nice legs. That's genetic. But my arms and my back was the only thing that I wanted to work on because, they were just rounding out a little bit. And like I said, my face was getting
fat.
That
was me. That's me.
And I never want to be one of those women who like got the thing going on that all women fear. Yeah, all women fear in the back. So maybe like a year ago when I started working out, my main focus had always been my arms and my back, which they look great now. My midsection though was the only thing that I couldn't get right. Your midsection just tells the truth about how you're living.
And that's what everybody wants to
get. Exactly. I was like, you're never going to get that waistline that you want until you
waist
clean
trainers.
And like I said, after the first, like, I'm going to say at least 5 days, 3.5 inches.
That's incredible.
I went from like almost 35 inches to like a 31.5 inch waistline. My waistline has not been this small since I was like 21 or 22.
Come on,
and I'm
waist.
About to be 35, y'all.
And no waist trainers. Like everybody's looking for like
you're not
the quick
choke
fix.
Me to death.
And
that's not going to help at all.
I can just imagine what your clients
want. I
don't
even let them come in with a waist. Take it off. Because you're going to kill yourself. Then you're going to sue me because you done passed out. You can't even run.
You're torturing yourself.
Because you're breathing. Like, you're literally torturing yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no,
that sounds horrible. Like, seriously. It sounds horrible.
This is so great. Like, I feel like every time we talk, I even learn something different. Just being around, like, the people you're around makes a huge difference. So what is like the craziest thing that y'all have heard when you tell someone, when you're brave enough to tell someone that you're plant-based?
I've heard a couple of things. Like I said, I get a lot of sad eyes, side eyes, a lot of turned up noses. But one of the craziest things that I've been told to my face is, one day my dad was talking to me, and first of all, he told me that, he said, Marcina, coming over your house just makes me lose my religion. I mean, you got almond milk and brown flour. Like, what is this? So, okay, that's cool. But one day he said to me, he said, I figured out what your problem is. And I was like, okay, what's that? You got an eating disorder. That's how my dad said. You got some kind of eating disorder. Okay, so I'm the type of person, I try to figure out why people say the things they say. I really don't care what people say, because people say anything. I try to figure out why you said it. So, of course, I just kind of looked at him, and then I thought about it, and I literally was like, you know, I was thinking to myself, like, how could you think I have an eating disorder when I eat all day long? Like, apples. Anybody who know me will tell you, I keep a bag with me with apples in it, peaches in it. Exactly. So, I was thinking to myself, like, how does he think I have an eating disorder when I eat all day long?
Right.
Literally in my mind, I said, oh, it's because I'm not eating like
you're
chips
eating.
And cookies and things like that. And I even asked my dad, I said, Dad, the average woman that you know that's around my age, do they look like me? And he was like, no, they got stomachs and they got this and they got that. And I said, well, what do you think causes that? And he kind of looked at me. I said, would you say that even just by looking at me, I look healthier than most people? He was like, yeah, bet you do. So why are we questioning the way that I eat? And I just can't say this enough. Y'all are like the big believers in religion, but when I eat how your God says that I should eat, or how God says that we should eat,
yeah,
you look at it like a problem. And my dad even told me one time, he was talking about how they had trees all up and down the street. He said, if I didn't want to eat what mama cooked, I could just go outside and get a purr off the street. Off the tree, not off the street. Sorry, Dad.
We know what you mean.
So I'm doing the exact same thing that you grew up doing, even with fishing holes. He said they had fishing holes everywhere. They ate fresh food, even though I wouldn't condone putting fish in your diet. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it wasn't processed. We know it wasn't soaked in mercury. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I would say the craziest thing is my dad told me that he figured out my problem and that I had the eating disorder, even though I ate all
day
long.
You had to get that fixed. You had to fix your eating disorder. What about you, Kai? Did you get anything crazy?
Besides the stares and the looks and the whys, I would say the thing that happened to me is, again, with alcohol. So when I go to the bar with friends, they're like, why, you're not drinking today? Oh, you shouldn't have came. You should have stayed.
Can you disinvited?
I know, right? Why did you even come if you're not going to drink? Well, if you're not going to drink, I'm not going to drink. We're just going to sit here. I'm like, you can do
that.
What
you irritating? You're an adult. Like, eat what you want to eat. But since you're here, I feel like I can't eat no meat. Why?
Exactly. Like, does this offend you? I'm like, no, you hurting yourself.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because I don't discourage them from eating. Oh, you're eating this poison. You're eating. Eat what you want to eat, and I'm going to eat what I want to eat. I may order some avocado or something like that, but if I'm not drinking alcohol, I am not drinking alcohol.
And you're not going to pure pressure me
into drinking. The guilt that people feel when they see you living right.
Straight argument.
Yes. But the guilt that they feel, like, I didn't even bring it up. You brought it up.
Right.
Like, my dad would literally stare at my plate. And y'all have to just know my dad and how funny he is. And, like, he's so tall. He would literally, like, lean over the table, like, what's that?
What you eating? Where you get this from? For me, my friend was inviting me over to his grandmother's house, and they were doing a barbecue. I'm from Mississippi.
Okay, barbecue.
We eat
cows,
cow tongues, all kinds of stuff.
Throw it on
the
grill.
Cow tongue.
Deer, rabbit, all that stuff. You know, so, you know, that's a typical, like, thing that would happen, and I was like, I be trying to be so nice, y'all. Like, I hate saying, like, there ain't gonna be nothing I can eat, so I ain't going, you know.
Right.
But I don't want to make other people uncomfortable either. So I just don't go to stuff like that. And then he was, you know, he knows. He's like my best friend. So he was like, well, Grandma, you know, she don't eat meat. So would it be like salad? He always say salad as if I eat more than salad.
Want no salad,
but he was like, would it be fruit or salad or something there? He said, she said, she don't eat no meat. Is she a Christian? I was like, what does that have to do with anything?
I can love Jesus and not eat a pork chop, first of all.
And he killed himself laughing, but that goes back to the soul ties. Like, you done tied religion, Sunday dinner, all these things into a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It just, anything you can't break away from, you're a slave to. Like,
Yes, ma'am. All right, you guys. So, I think that wraps up our first podcast session.
Yes.
Cool. How y'all feel?
Soul food.
How y'all feel?
I
feel good about it. I think we did an awesome job, and it's just so much more to talk about. So, make sure everybody stay tuned, because we can talk about this stuff forever.
Yeah, much more than we can talk about. Like, soul ties and soul food. There's so much more we can talk about that we can't actually fit into this hour 15, however long this video is going to be.
Whatever happens.
But please follow us on IG. I'm just saying. 901. I'm just saying 901 is our IG page. And Kai, you have your own as well.
Yes, mine is Kai_in_the_gym. And also Herbal Girl Remedies. And if you have any questions, you can just inbox me there and I'll reply.
Awesome, awesome. My business page is Marcina Signatures on Instagram. And I'm getting my website up and going right now. It's going to be marcinasignatures.bigcartel.com. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, I think we're just going to wrap it up with a Dr. Sebi quote.
Let me plug me real quick. I'm also on IG as Alicia Esther. And also Potty Mouth Tea. If you are interested in knowing about the herbs that I use for healing, please follow me at Potty Mouth Tea.
Awesome. Okay, and also, I forgot my website, guys. www.kaiinthegym.com.
Okay, well, since we're plugging everything.
Plug.
My personal Instagram is born_crowned_. So,
cool. And we'll have this listed. I know that was a lot of information.
Oh, and our YouTube channel as well.
Yeah, I'm just saying 901.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, you guys. So, a little back information. Me, myself, as I stated, I'm an avid historian. I like to study. I like to read. With me and my knowledge of nutrition, it's just based on my own reading and my own time, my own books, my own, you know, watching YouTube channels. So, of course, I'm going to let you all know. I'm not certified to give y'all any kind of information, tell y'all anything. You know, we have Kai here. That's why she's a very valuable resource to us, because she has the paperwork behind her name.
Yes.
With me, I'm just telling y'all what Dr. Sebi said. I read his things. I'm not qualified to tell y'all anything. So pretty much every time I say something, I'm going to say what Dr. Sebi said. Because y'all ain't going to be suing me. Tell something she told me to take the word. No, Dr. Sebi told y'all to take the word. Y'all ain't going to put it on me. So we're going to end with a quote. And a quote from Dr. Sebi that I enjoy is, "Truth is what you know, not what you believe." Mm-hmm. I'm going to tie that in because, as we've already said, growing up, we were given a food pyramid. We were told things to eat that are healthy for us, like rice, like fish, like potatoes. Mm-hmm. We may believe that those things are healthy for us, but the truth is, they're not.
It's not.
And as I stated, as me and Kai stated, well, me specifically, I was straight up lying to myself. Like, I had some fried fish today. That wasn't bad.
It was fish, like, so it was good.
Either something is healthy or it's not. It's not this is more healthy than a fried pork chop and blah, 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 blah. You're more than likely going to get the same adverse health disparities from eating both of them. Like I said, my body was physically looking a way that I didn't like it to look.
Right.
So be honest with yourself. Be truthful with yourself. Are you doing everything you can do? When people say, I tried it all. Like, did you really try it all? Or are you lying to yourself? If we want to reach greater heights in our life, if we want to reach our goals, if we just the fact that I feel better, you guys, when I wake up in the morning, it's not a groggy, like, oh, I need 10 more minutes. Like, when I wake up, I'm woke.
She's on 10, y'all.
On 10, texting them at 4:45. Like, what y'all doing?
I be waking up like, I'm ready to get centered. I'm going to bing. I'm like, that's Marcina.
Hey, I got paid last night. I woke up to some money.
Orders. Like, nothing crazy about getting paid last night. Like, people order things in the midnight hour. It's like people stay woke and they shop all night. So I don't want y'all thinking anybody's leaving money on a nightstand or anything like that. No. I'm not that kind of girl. Yeah. No. But I think that about wraps us up, huh?
Thank you, everyone, for listening. All the listeners, thank you, ladies.
Absolutely. Thank you, y'all. It's been a real pleasure. I enjoy y'all so much. Like, seriously.
All right, bye, y'all. We gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.